If you have an aquarium at home, you know just how cool it looks when you have something in the water that glows in the dark. It's even better when what's glowing in the dark is a fish. That's why a Texas-based company called Yorktown Technologies has created a line of genetically modified fluorescent fish. These glowfish have been around for a few years now, but there is concern that one of the company's fish, the electric green tetra, could pose a serious environmental threat. Environmentalists worry that if one of the fluorescent tetras is ever released into the wild, it could threaten native fish species in Florida and elsewhere. Science journalist Adrian Appel has written an article about this new glowfish in the Washington Post. Adrian, first of all, this is the first genetically modified pet. Is that right?
Yes, the glowfish.
What color do they glow?
A bright lemon green color.
Sounds lovely. How do they get that? I mean, can you explain how the fish are bred to glow this bright lemon green?
They've taken a gene from a fluorescent coral and inserted it in the DNA of what's called a black tetrafish, mm-hmm. which is a fish native to South America.
They're cute and look stunning, but why would a fish like this have to be genetically modified when there are so many beautiful fish you see in aquariums anyway?
The aquarium fish industry in Florida alone brings in $70 million a year. Huh. And throughout the world, it's a big industry, multi-billion dollar. And the black tetrafish, which is the base fish, is an aquarium fish on the market right now. It sells for $3. But the modified black tetrafish, the glowfish, sells for about $11 or $12 each.
Holy smokes. And that's if you get just one.
Yes.
And most people?
Most people will get a few. Uh-huh. At least.
So you can see them school.
Yes, exactly.
So what is the concern that environmentalists have?
Environmentalists say we don't really know what would happen if the fish, which inevitably they will be, eaten by larger fish.
This is for people, pet owners, who say, okay, enough of the aquarium, and they toss the fish down the toilet, which is what happens.
Yes. Typically, they toss them into fresh water in Florida, and that's why there are now more than 25 species, non-native freshwater fish species that live and thrive in Florida. So if this fish were eaten by a larger fish, we don't know if it might harm the larger fish or somehow upset the ecosystem. If the larger fish likes this new little fish, maybe it will stop eating other fish.
And what happens if it breeds with another fish?
If a glowfish, black tetrafish, were to reproduce with a black tetra, some of the offspring would have the glowing gene from multiple generations.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, it would be bred out. But according to the company, the gene would be passed on from multiple generations. One of the concerns of environmentalists is that it could be a kind of aesthetic pollution. That imagine yourself in Florida, you're enjoying yourself out on a boat, on a canal, and maybe doing some fishing or looking down the water, and you see a bright, bright glowing fish, unnaturally glowing fish, and it's the glowfish.
You know, some people would say, great, it's the glowfish. But others look askance and say what?
They would say, this is pollution in my environment.
Uh-huh, because it's not natural?
Yes.
So we should say that genetically modified fish are not widely accepted as being safe, certainly not in other countries where they've been introduced.
No, they're banned in Canada, and European Union nations ban genetically modified animals.
On what grounds?
They take what's called the precautionary principle, that we don't know what may happen once a genetically modified animal is released into the wild. And that's a concern, is that these will inevitably be released into the wild.
Adrian Appel's article about the newest genetically modified glowfish, as beautiful as it is controversial, is on our website, theworld.org. You can also watch the glowfish glow on a video we're presenting too. Adrian Appel, thank you.
Thank you very much.